Okay, looks like everyone is here, so I will call to order the May 19th, 2021 meeting of the Derry Township Zoning Hearing Board. I want to make everyone aware that it is and has been a policy of Derry Township to record meetings for the purpose of accurate notes and posting on the township website. This meeting is being recorded for those purposes. Also, make an announcement here about the use of Zoom and the notices that have been issued as a result of that. David, are you able to cover that?
Yes. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, Derry Township has continued to hold public meetings through the use of teleconference sites such as Zoom. We are still posting the notices in the local paper as well as posting the property so that all interested parties are aware of the hearings, and we will continue to do so until such time it is safe to meet in person again. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Let's do a roll call of members. Sandy Ballard. You're muted, Sandy.
Here.
Thank you. Lindsay Drew.
Here.
Dean Morgan.
Here.
Mike Angelo.
Here.
And myself, Steve Seidel, I'm here. Okay, so we're all here. We'll get started. Okay, first order of business is approval of the minutes from the April 21st, 2021 meeting. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved. Second, Lindsay.
Who made the motion?
Dean.
Sorry.
Lindsay second. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that motion carries unanimously. Okay, we have one item of old business tonight, and that is adoption of a decision in the case of Hershey Square 2014 LP, case number 2021-02. I will read the proposed order and ask for a motion to adopt that, as well as a motion to give me the as chairman the okay, I'll read that now. So the order number one, the applicant's request for a variance from section 225-307 in table 13 regarding maximum impervious coverage is granted. The applicant may increase impervious coverage to 61.87%. Number two, the applicant shall construct the improvements in strict compliance with the plans and specifications submitted to the board during the hearing of this matter, provided, however, that if the improvements that are the subject of this hearing, as finally constructed, require less relief than granted by the board herein, no additional relief from this board shall be required. Number three, except as extended by applicable law, the relief granted herein shall be valid for 1 year from the date hereof. In the event the applicant has not, within the time period provided herein, commenced operations, applied for a building permit relative to the improvements where permits are necessary, or constructed the improvements not requiring permits, the relief granted herein shall be deemed to have expired, and the applicant shall be required to comply with the then existing terms of the zoning ordinance. Excuse me, 1 second. Number four, any violation of any condition imposed herein shall be a violation of the township zoning ordinance and shall be enforced as provided in the ordinance. Do I have a motion?
Dean Morgan, so moved.
Thank you, Dean.
Lindsay Drew, second.
Thank you, Lindsay. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
I'm opposed as well. That motion carries 3-2. One second here. Papers were my pen, blew my papers off my table. All right, our next item of business is new business. And
Steve, before you go on, you were going to make a motion to authorize you to sign the decision.
Yes, no one did make that. I tried to suggest it this time. Would someone please make a motion to authorize me to sign the order on behalf of the board?
So moved, Drew.
Thank you, Lindsay.
I'll second that. Thank you, Dean Morgan.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and that motion carries. Thank you, Megan. You always catch us on that one. Okay, our next order of business is hearing in the case of Brian and Patricia Parr, case number 2021-03.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to have to jump off. This is Mike.
Okay, Mike.
All right. Thank you, guys. Sorry about that. All right. Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Just the court reporter would so note that Mike Angelo has left the meeting, but we still have a quorum with four members present. Okay. I see that the PARs are on the call. Is there anyone else that will be testifying in addition to yourselves tonight?
I don't believe so. We did mention to the neighbors that we weren't sure if they were going to join, but as you probably saw in the application, we did circulate plans and diagrams, and all of the folks in the neighborhood were in agreement of us going forward to the request. So they were all very supportive.
I'm going to stop you because I want to make sure all your testimony is on the record. So I just want to make sure.
I have an attendee, Susan Croft, raising her hand. I will switch her over in case you need to swear her in as well.
Okay. Great. I mean, it basically what I'm asking you is if there's someone else who's going to be testifying on your behalf, then we can swear her in, that person in at the same time. If it's just someone in the public.
I understood, Steve. Thanks. No, nobody else testifying on our behalf.
There'll be opportunity for that when you're done with your. Okay, so we'll swear you in first, let you do your presentation, and then questions will become when okay, so do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, you can proceed with your presentation, and we do have all of the members of the board do have your application, and so you can assume that we've seen that, we've read that, but you certainly please, you can summarize the key points, and please make sure in doing so that you put on the record that addressing the requirements for a variance in terms of the five criteria.
Sure, Steve. Thank you. Thank you, Steve. And thanks, everyone, for letting us join you. It will be pretty brief. As we mentioned, Patty and I are fairly new to the Hershey area here, and we've not been to a zoning board meeting before. So you saw the application that we've made. We've made a request for two variances here to the zoning restrictions in Derry Township. And I'll cover the first one first about the placement on the property. As you can see in the diagram, we have somewhat of an unusual shape to our property. The acreage is 3.66 acres, so fairly large, but we've got somewhat of a diamond shape figure here for the property. And as you see in the upper left corner where we are requesting to place this structure, there's a couple reasons why we were asking to place it there. One obviously is the shape of the property. If we move it to the 50 foot offset from the property, it begins to place it unusually close to the main structure, to the house, because of this design of the property. It also, based on the topography, that's our lowest elevation in the property, and it really provides some concealment of the structure from grand view if we place it down there. As you can see, as we begin to move away from the property lines, it begins to elevate the structure on the property. So those are two of the main drivers for us. And so again, if we place it back there, we believe we eliminate sight lines from Grand View Drive, minimize any sight lines to our next door neighbors, Susan and Jim, and who may be on the call here. And so that's the main driver for that. Maybe I'll just pause there in case you have any questions regarding the placement.
Any questions from the board?
Yes, this is Dean Morgan. Mr. Parr, what is the distance from the house to that building?
Dean, it's a great question. I don't have it. We can run. I don't know if I'm looking, my eyesight's not that great. I'm trying to see if there's some scale that I could estimate that.
You can certainly estimate, sir, just based upon your own. It doesn't have to be exact. About what's the distance there?
I'm really going to guess here, but I'd say maybe 100 feet or so. But I'm really guessing because I can't see it that well on my screen.
A guess is absolutely fine.
Okay, thank you. And Dean, you can also see, we do mention in here, we were required to construct a number of stormwater management basins, and it begins to move it up. There's a little bit of a ridge line there, that's an elevated section, and we don't know if that would affect the flow at all of that stormwater basin or not. It does have some piping that comes off the lower bank towards that structure.
Okay, and my next question is, mm-hmm. with respect to the topography, is that, it looks like it might be the only flat area in the back part of your land, is that correct?
It is. We have a fair amount of elevation as you come up towards the house. And so we would obviously have to begin to disrupt the topography, perhaps significantly there. And again, that low elevation down there really eliminates sight lines to the neighborhood.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions for you, sir.
Okay, thank you, Dean.
Yeah, I have just one about the placement. I don't see any kind of paving or gravel access or anything like that. Is that your intention that you would, it sounds like it's maintenance equipment that you'll be storing there, or that?
That's correct, Steve.
Cross grass and land, you know, whatever.
There would be no change to the property other than the structure. We would be housing a large lawnmower, a tractor, a gator. We use it for the maintenance, as we put in the documents here, for our property. But we also participate with the other neighbors in maintaining the private drive that we all live on together. And that's a little over a half a mile long. So we use the equipment for snow removal and the mowing along the roadway and things like that. But we would not alter anything in the yard. That would all be grass.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have a question, if that's all right. So could you just go over what's required by our current laws or ordinances and what you're asking for? So we get all that on the record.
Yeah, my understanding is what is required is a 50-foot offset from the property line. And so our request is for a variance to be within that 50-foot range. And so specifically what we're asking for is to be, I'm looking for the 18 feet from our neighbor's property, which are the Crafts, Susan and Jim, and then 26 feet from the Milton Hershey property line.
And was there any other variance you were asking for?
Yes, Sandy. So the other variance that we were asking for, we saw that there was a restriction that the ridge line of the structure was limited to 20 feet. And our request is to raise that elevation. So the ridge line would be 26 and a half feet. So to go 6.5 feet beyond the required ridge line. The reason we're asking for that, as we were playing with design here, we thought it was very aesthetically pleasing and blending into the countryside that we live in. As you can see, it looks like a nice barn structure. And as we begin to change the pitch of that roof, when we bring it down to 20 foot, it begins to flatten out and begins to look a little bit like a warehouse. And we were concerned about what that would look like here out in the country, if it would begin to look more like a warehouse and less like a barn type structure. So that's our request.
Good, thank you for covering that. And can you cover a little bit more detail why the barn would be inappropriate in other areas in terms of meeting the 50 foot setback?
Yeah, Sandy. So for us, when you look at the topography and when we begin to come out to that 50 foot part, we end up on a more elevated part of the property. And our concern really was about the neighbors here, that we would be creating sight lines for structure. And we thought the low elevation back there also would contribute to eliminating sight lines. So we don't believe it would be in line of sight from the road when you come up. None of our neighbors, but certainly if anybody's on, they can speak to that. Nobody asked us to do that, but it was really a consideration for us, not really wanting to alter the appearance of the neighborhood in any way that that might affect others in the neighborhood and they might not want to see.
And you're talking in particular about the elevations and trying to minimize the impact, especially if it goes 6 feet higher, keeping it down low. You're trying to impact the, one of the requirements, obviously, yeah, that you know, is to have a minimal impact. And, you know, of all the option available, choosing the one that's the most smallest. So yes, thank you. I just want to make sure we have all that clearly covered.
Right, that's correct, Sandy. Thank you.
I kind of tag on to Sandy's question. Uh-huh. What, I can't read the contour lines here on the, so either David or whoever is controlling this can zoom in or, so these are 1 foot contours that we're seeing here. So how much of an elevation difference is there from the flat area that the that this barn-like structure is going to be to say where the elevation where your main structure is?
David, I don't know if possibly if you could speak to that. My eyesight, again, I apologize. I can't read those numbers. When we're up by the structure of our house, and again, I'm guessing this is just kind of with my own eyesight, but it looks as though that back corner is perhaps as much as 10, 12 feet lower than the baseline of our home. But I'm not certain about that.
I think when, sorry to interrupt, I think David, when you zoomed in, we could see the contours. Mm-hmm. If you can zoom in again.
Okay.
Please, thank you.
So I'm first going to zoom into the house, which is—
Yeah, and see, you can see 4, 5, 7. Right.
Yep. Looks like the final floor elevations of 460.
Okay.
And then when you put in this corner, where the structure is proposed, it's 456. So 4 foot difference in elevation.
David, can you show us the elevation at street level, please?
Absolutely. So when we get down into Grand View, it's 453, 452, and then 451.
Okay, thank you, David. I appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks. That's all I was trying to get at. So it goes up from the street and then slopes back down towards where this structure is proposed.
Yeah, so I guess about nine feet or so from the street to the base of our home. And then 4 feet difference to that back corner.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Okay, any other questions from board members? Otherwise, you can continue with any other.
I just wanted this is Lindsay Drew. I just wanted to clarify for the record for you to confirm that the need for the 32-foot variance on the side setback and 24-foot variance on the rear setback, that speaking, these specific variances are the only way for this to be successfully constructed, just so that we have that on the record.
Yeah, Lindsay, it's a great question. That's our personal judgment, you know, as we've continued to mark it out and move it around. Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Parr, this is Dean Morgan again. With respect to the structure, I see that you're going to store equipment in there. What is going to be on that second floor?
We would utilize that for storage, Dean.
Okay.
We do have some things in the basement that just based on, you know, the humidity in a basement that we would likely move out there. But it would be general storage.
And I apologize, I think I saw it in here. What's the square footage on the, or what are the dimensions of the bottom floor?
The base is 36 feet long and a depth of 30 feet.
And what's the height of that first floor?
I believe it's around 10 feet. The door entrance, I believe, is 8, and I think the ceiling level is 10.
Okay, and this drawing that we have here, is that the only blueprints that we have available for this?
That's all we had, and that's what we submitted.
And with respect to the pitch, that's mainly for visual reasons, is that correct?
Yes, it was more about the aesthetics, the appearance out here.
Okay, thank you very much. I have no further questions for you, sir.
Thank you, Dean.
One more as far as the size. So had you looked at modifying the size of the structure at all? Is there a reason why it needs to be this size and couldn't be either shallower or narrower?
Yeah, Steve, it's a great question. I wish I had photographs of it because my wife required me to take all of the equipment that we have here, which are spreaders and sprayers, tractors and ATV for the plow and things like that. As we laid everything out in the yard, that's what was driving what we felt we needed to adequately house the equipment that we use both for our property and for the Grand View Association here to help maintain the roadway.
Okay, so you basically a physical layout to come up with those numbers based on the equipment that you're needing to store.
We did. We physically laid all the equipment out and took measurements. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I'm laughing. I do have photographs. So if anybody would want to see that, because I have a lot of the stuff laid out there.
I know we do have someone wanting to speak from the public, but
okay.
I know Steve's got that.
Okay. And we don't have anything else, Sandy.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. Anything else from the board members before we get public comment? Okay, so David, you would just let in any members of the public who would like to speak. Please raise your hand using the raise hand at the lower part of your Zoom screen. So we know that you want to speak.
All right, Sarah Rogers is, I'm giving her permission to talk now.
Okay, thank you, David.
All right, Sarah, you're on with the board.
Hi, good afternoon, members of the board. This is Ross Rogers and Sarah Rogers, and we are neighbors to the Parrs. We live two lots away.
Excuse me, Steve, you should swear them in.
Yes, exactly. So I will swear you in, and then we will ask for your street address and your names for the court reporter to capture that for your testimony. So if you would please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Could you please give your full address
for the court? Sure. My name is Ross Rogers, RODGERS. And my address is 808 Grandview Drive, Palmyra, Pennsylvania, 17078.
And Sarah Rogers at the same address, 808 Grandview Drive, Palmyra, Pennsylvania, 17078.
Good, Sarah. I see on the Zoom your name is spelled S-A-R-A. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, you may proceed.
Hey, good afternoon, members of the board. As I stated, we are neighbors to the Parrs, and we live two lots down from them, and just come to the meeting today to support their project. They have always been the most gracious neighbors. The things that they're mentioning, it's not just, I think, for their own home, but really for our entire association. The equipment that they're mentioning, they are very always letting everyone in the neighborhood use that and try to keep our neighborhood and our association looking the best it can. And along with their home, I expect that this structure too would add nothing but kind of beauty to the area. And they've always kind of demonstrated that forthright kind of approach to look out for not just themselves, but kind of the whole area. So I think both of us just stand in support of what they're trying to accomplish here.
Thank you for joining us to make that statement.
You're welcome.
Steve, you're muted.
Yeah, I just realized that. Are there any questions from board members for the Rogers? I have none either. Okay, thank you. Yes, thank you for your testimony tonight. David, are there any other members of the public who have their hand raised?
Nobody else in the public has their hand raised. However, I'm going to give it about 10 seconds as I run out the clock to see if they do raise their hand, and their hand just rung up, so I'm switching them over.
I see Susan Kraft.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah. So again, I'll need to swear you in as I did everyone else. Will you raise your right hand, please? And do you swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thanks. If you could, again, please just spell your name for the court reporter and give your address.
Susan, S-U-S-A-N, and Kraft with a C, C-R-A-F as in Frank, T. And 811 Grandview Drive is our address. Myself and Jim Broach. We are actually right next door. And so this proposed structure I suspect of everyone in Grandview, we are the ones who would see it, but it will represent a de minimis amount of interference in the beautiful views that we have. There are trees and other things. And as you all saw, it's a very adorable and I think appropriate style to this area. And it will store a host of equipment that Brian and Patty share without hesitation for us to use for our own purposes or for them to rescue us when there's snow on the ground and we have nothing but my husband in his 70s with his little snowblower huffing and puffing, and there they come in their snow wagon or whatever the heck it is to clear out our driveway. It's a very cooperative neighborhood, and the more stuff they get, the more stuff we know will be to the advantage of the entire neighborhood. All we provide is the swimming pool. All welcome. So I think there's absolutely no reason at all from our side as adjacent neighbors that this should not proceed exactly as planned.
I think we may have lost Steve for a little bit, and I think I might still be vice chair, so I think I will proceed. Did you want to add anything else, Susan?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you so much for, again, taking the time out to join the process. Local government is unusual, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your evening. So did any of the board members have questions? I see the Rogers are still on as well for either of these witnesses. No, okay. Any additional questions from the board? Our comments that the PARs wanted to make, and I want to thank you for your patience with the operations of local government. I think is that the sausage analogy? I'm not sure, but anyway, we appreciate it. And we appreciate, in fact, the earnest and serious treatment you have given the rules. And there are reasons for these rules, and we appreciate you considering them. And I believe Steve, our fearless leader, has returned, so I'll turn it over. Steve, there's no more comments from any of the witnesses or questions from the board or comments from the requesters. So I think it's almost time for a motion to adjourn, if I've missed anything.
Great. Thank you, Sandy. I apologize for that. I thought that our member testifying was having technical problems and realized it was me. So my apologies. So thank you all for your testimony tonight. So yes, there is no other business that we have. So unless anyone wants
Steve,
a motion to.
Steve, you need to advise them. Steve, you need to advise them of how long we have to make the decision. So if you could do that, that wasn't done.
Okay, in case Steve froze, we have 30 day, I don't know, Dave, what is it?
45 days.
We have 45 days to consider your request and render decision. What else do you say, Dave?
I'll handle this, Sandy. I'll take care of it. All right. It falls to the third in line to the throne. Yeah, we have 45 days to make a decision. Should that decision be against you, you have 30 days thereafter to file an appeal. The decision will be in writing. And with that, we conclude that matter. Sandy, go ahead. Let us.
Okay. Steve's back, I think. But while we do, I'll look now if there's no other business for a motion to adjourn. Okay.
So moved.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And we're adjourned, and we'll now adjourn for an executive session.
Dave, can you send me the link, please?
If you have
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Sandy, for stepping in.